Good evening, good evening, good evening, Zimbabwe Muhle. If you're joining me right now, you're tuned into Live Talk, The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth segment that flights every Tuesday, coming to you live from Voice of America, Lapa Eskosha, in Washington, D.C. Lamhlanje is Tuesday, the 17th of July, 2018. My name, Mike Owe. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us. Bafetu, you're listening to Live Talk, The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth segment that flights every Tuesday, lapha e Washington, D.C. Ngase Voice of America. Lamhlanje is Tuesday, the 17th of July. Tonight, we're talking about Zimbabwean youths in politics. Since the resignation, Bafetu, eka mongameli, owayegu mongameli, u Robert Mugabe, since the resignation of the former president, Robert Mugabe, Zimbabwean youths have seen it very fitting, Bafetu, uguti, they take their future into their own hands. This has led to so many Zimbabwean youths running for public office this year. So Lamhlanje kuhlelo today in our programs, Nasi Muchirongwa, tinengetaka tarisira, we will be looking forward to talking to several different youths about their journeys and their pursuits as they run for public office. Kodwa, there's another very, very important issue. Esikhangela ukuyithinta Lamhlanje kuhlelo, yataka tarisira ukuthi nasi tiyanyatso ibatha nyaye, inyaye ye election violence, njalo i-violence, njalo i-intimidation. Nyai inenge irikuitika kwese kwese tanzu. Kwa tichitawara nevanhu, tichivatsvaga. Vanhu vachipinda muchirongwa, muzvirongwa zvedu zvakasiyana. Abantu vengene hlelweni dzetu ezvichieneyo. Vachinyatsoti, Mike, izvinhu hazvimanga kuhle. Zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka. Vamwe varikutaurawo kuti varikurohwawo nevanhu vanosupporta ZANU-PF. Vamwe vachiti, nyaya iyi ikai yeintimidation tanzu. Vachisangana nemauto. Saka, nhasi ndiyo nyaya yatakatarisira kupinda kukurukura muchirongwa. Hilo lutava esikhangela kutinta Lamhlanje kuhlelo. That's the topic of the day. Bafetu, just to remind you, Lamhlanje kuhlelo, nga usandu ungena kuhlelo, kana uchingo, if you are just joining us right now, muchirongwa chedu, welcome, 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 usungenile kuhlelo, The Connection, wa vato pinda fe, pachirongwa, The Connection, chirongwa cheve chidiki, chekuno ku Studio 7, apo patino tarisira kutaura nezve nyaya dzinobata vechidiki. Bafetu, Lamhlanje kuhlelo, we're talking about youth in politics. Sesibonile abanengi taonawo vechidiki varipo vakawanda who are all getting into politics this year, who are all running for MP, who are all running for council, who are all running for different sectors within public spheres, those who are looking to be the leaders of tomorrow. So many youths are running for public office this year. Saka takatarisira kuti we will be talking to some of them today. Uyezve tichange tichinyatsobata nyaya ye election violence ne intimidation. Takatarisira kuti we will have a couple of human rights activists who will attest to it, who will tell us more about these incidents that are happening. Uyezve people from ZANU-PF, people from MDC, vese vachanga vachinyatsoziya nyaya vachinyatsotsanangura kuti okay, Mike, this is exactly what's happening. This is what we've witnessed. So, bafethu ngenani kuhlelo, nga ufuna ngena kuhlelo, please, titumizirei number pa WhatsApp, uyezve munokwanisa kuti fonera, you can call us, and the number is 001-202-619-2077. Ngiyaphinda njalo inombolo 001-202-619-2077. Bafethu ngenani kuhlelo ngoba unengi menu, lisichasisele ukuthi buti Mike Lamhlanje, mina I've either encountered election violence, intimidation, or of course, mina I have advice eyokunikeza abasakhulayo laba abakhangena kukhetho kulumnyaka. Hey, kwazi waiva teri Radio Studio 7, tinokugamuchira muchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki, chirongwa The Connection. Nasi tirikutarisa zviri kuitwa newe chidiki, musarudzo, pamwe nenyaya yemhirizhonga inenge iri kuitika munyika. Sarudzo idzi dzichange dzakamira sei, vateereri tiudzeiwo kuti imi nemaonero enyu muriona kuti sarudzo idzi dzinenge dzakamira sei. Kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa, namba ndiyo iyi muri kuiona pazasi apo pakanyorwa 001-202-619-2077. Munokwanisa kutitumira ma messages pa WhatsApp, namba inenge iri 202-465-0318. Saka vafetu, kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa, pindai motudzawo maonero enyu. Do you think kuti election inenge iri peaceful? Kana mchifungidzirawo izvozvo, pindai muchirongwa. Kana mchiti, kwete puti Mike, mina angivumi, Bina imchirongwa. Ilo lutabi nsilalwe kutu in mtawazo mwushe. Nga usandu ngena kuhlelo. Nga kwamkela kuhlelo lwa basa kulayo. Uhlelo The Connection. Lamhlanje sipaba basa kulayo. Ituba lokuthi bakhankasele. Bachasele. Bakhulume lani. Zuluka ndaba. Ukuthi banitshele ukuthi lamhlanje kuhlelo. Ukuthi mina njengoba sengena ngena kukhetho kulumnyaka. This is what I'm looking to do for you. Ama constituents abo. So bafethu, if you have any advice yokunikeza ngena nikuhlelo balana ama comments sikhulume labo. Njalo sikhangela uthinta le ndaba election violence and intimidation. Ikhanya ngani it's happening ikakhulukaze emaphandleni. So sifuna ukuzwa kini ukuthi one, do you think ukuthi election lena will be peaceful? Njalo ungathi yebo ngena kuhlelo. Sikhulume sonke ungathi cha buti Mike angivumi ngena kuhlelo sikhulume ngithola ithuba lokubuza ukuthi ungani usisho kanjalo kodwa ngizwa bafethu ukuthi sesilo guest wethu wokuqala umnumzana uFarai Muvuthi. Farai, how are you, brother?
I'm good, thank you.
Thank you. Well, welcome to the show, brother. It's been so long. It's been a minute since I've had you on the show.
Yeah, indeed it has. Yet again, thank you to you and your listeners for having me.
So, Farai, the biggest issue that people seem to be talking about right now, we're 2 weeks out from elections, and a lot of people seem to be talking on this issue of violence. It seems to happen and haunt Zimbabwe every single general election. First of all, as someone who is part of the ZANU-PF party, the one that seems to be accused every single time of issues in relation to violence, have you heard of any incidences thus far that have been very public, that have, I guess, pointed the finger towards ZANU-PF that are in relation to election violence?
Firstly, let me start by building a sense of context. When it comes to ZANU-PF, especially the youth league, what we have done, we're taking serious measures, but a multitude of measures and galvanize the sense of consensus amongst our support base that this election, part of the very theme of the manifesto that we recently released, the critical aspect of building, galvanizing consensus and a sense of unity. So starting with that, naturally, if that indeed is the crystallizing aspect of our manifesto, naturally we're going to build an external consensus within our ranks, within our cell groups, and our districts, as well as our provinces, to ensure that there's no sentiment of violence and actions of violence. Going on to your question with regards to are there any instances that have been reported, I think as a youth league, there was the incident of the viral video where one individual was wearing a T-shirt, branding themselves to be ZANU-PF, but not representing the spirit that we have been preaching. And I'd like to report that it was actually comrades within ZANU-PF that reported this gentleman to the police. And from what I hear, the intelligence I received is that this gentleman is currently in police custody as a consequence of actions that we took within the party. So I hope that answers your question in the sense that we are totally against any instances of violence, and if there are any reports, the team on the ground taking in these reports, especially if it's coming from someone within ZANU-PF, it would be against the ethos of the new dispensation, a dispensation that my party led, to begin to have instances of violence.
ZANU-PF
has no tolerance.
Farai. I understand within the manifesto you all launched this, and thus far uMongameli has presented that as a front. However, people are still running around saying ukuthi they're being beaten up for supporting opposition by AMA supporters in.
Well, listen, this is what I'm saying, that if there are people with such reports, this goes against the spirit of ZANU-PF that we have established. It is not in our interest to have any instances of violence. We are on a re-engagement agenda. So I want you to think of it as a strategy. What strategy do we gain? Why would we welcome the world to come and view our elections if we have an agenda to intimidate the voter? It doesn't make sense. If there are instances of violence, they're clearly not instigated by ZANU-PF. And if it's ZANU-PF's store, as I've said, we have teams on the ground willing to take in these reports, and action will be taken. We are not like the opposition in which when we say something, nothing is done. There have been instances of violence on the side of the opposition, and we're not trying to moralize this argument. This argument is much more entrenched than merely the ZANU-PF argument when it comes to instances of violence within Zimbabwe. And I think that's why we should look at the violent index in our country from a historical perspective, mm-hmm. and discuss it as a cultural issue that all parties need to deal with. And that's why there was a multi-party strategy and agenda to ensure that when discussing matters of violence, we should not look at it from an antagonistic perspective. It should be a national consensus built by a plural approach, irrespective of parties. But to simply cast it as a ZANU-PF issue is simply unfair and is to moralize an issue that is deeply entrenched in our society, and we must look at it from a broader perspective.
Mm-hmm. So, Aungjeleke Farai, imini msewe chidiki webato re ZANU-PF, magatari sera kuite kuti you ensure kuti panengu pasina inyai election violence?
Jeputanga, which is crystal, mm-hmm. is to ensure that to not galvanize our support within our bases. Mm-hmm. So if you've noticed, ZANU-PF's strategy of rallying has been very different of late. Mm-hmm. But we've started from a cell group level, right, to then moving on to a district level, to then a provincial level. Mm-hmm. Okay. The reason being, we wanted to have an engaged an engaged campaign strategy, mm-hmm. whereby we have an exchange, a direct exchange in terms of our base, where we discuss their concerns directly, but also press upon our base that this election we should build a sense of tolerance. Mm-hmm. We should build a sense of let our arguments be what is supreme above what our opponents may say to us. In terms of provocation. Mm-hmm. And so far, the evidence on the ground has not been that ZANU-PF has been violent to any other. Instances of provocations when it comes to the threat to the very nature of our democracy, which is an election. The mm-hmm. threat did not come from ZANU-PF. This came from the opposition. Why? Because we have ensured that our support base is educated about their rights and as far as the electorate, and are aware that this right cannot be infringed by anyone, irrespective of who it is within the party. And also to go on to say that, to also place a parenthesis on that, our head of state has been on record, who happens to be the leader of ZANU-PF. Mm-hmm. But listen, it's not in our interest to go around causing mayhem after noting the progression that has been done in terms of international re-engagement. We need to paint a collective picture as a people that we are ready to re-engage with the global community. And in order to do so, the ruling party that has a membership of over 700,000 members within its ranks has a responsibility to take leadership, and that's what we've done.
Mm. All right. What is Mbambu Mlomo Kancane Farai? I'll come back to you in a second. Ngizwa balaleli ukuthi sesilomunye uguest wethu uGodfrey Kurawone, ukansela lo wasemaswingo. Godfrey, zvuri kufamba mndara? Ndiripo zviri kuhamba here kuSouth Africa. Ndaonawo kuti muriko kuna President Obama uko.
Ya, zvokwadi ndokwatiri pane zviri.
Saka mndara, nyaya iyi yatiri kuzeya nhasi muchirongwa, tiri kutaura nezvenyaya dzakasiyana. I know, first of all, you are rerunning for councillor uko kumasvingo, saka ndoda kutanga ndati makorokoto. Right, and then saka nhasi tichange tichikupai mukana kuti mutaure nevateereri apa munenge muchinyatsokuudza kuti first of all, what are you looking to do sezvo muri kuda kukwidza gore rino, uyezve mukahwina, what else are you looking to do sezvo you've already been councillor, what are you looking to do to uplift my lives out, uyezve tiri kunyatsozeya nyaya iyi ye-election violence. I know that as a councillor you have, I guess I wouldn't say witness, but you have at least have knowledge of things that are happening on the ground, and isn't that?
True.
Saka apa tina vamuvhuti vari pa line apa vekuZANU-PF. Saka in chando wisi samdara, I've spoken to a lot of people who are on the ground vari kungoti ZANU-PF iri kuvashungurudza because they're supporting a opposition. What have you heard of anything along those lines?
I'm going to go to the system.
Saka, Vakura Warren, as someone who is already a counselor of Kokumashingo, what exactly are you doing to ensure kuti mukurudzire vechidiki kuti varume zveviolence chimbomirai, ngatibatei maoko, let's all unite, tiite sarudzo zvakanaka, anohwina ndiye anohwina, tongoenderawo mberi from there.
Isusu ya on record nekubvunza vanhu kuti aiwa sarudzo hadzivi kuurayana, sarudzo hadzivi kupondana, sarudzo kuita munyararo.
Hi, all right, valaleli hothi sihambe kukhasi lethu le-VOA Ndebele lapho sixoxa nxa usanda ukungena kuhlelo wothi ngitshele ngamafishane ukuthi lamhlanje sikuxoxa ngani. Lamhlanje kuhlelo we're talking labantu abasakhulayo, both of them belong to amabandla achiyeneyo. Ukhuraone ngowebandla le-MTC Alliance, ulo umuvuthi ngowebandla le-ZANU-PF, bonke ngabantu abasakhulayo. Ukhuraone lo ukhangelwe layo ukungena kukhetho kulumnyaka ukuba ngukhansela lo khona ngale eMashingo. So masambe nini sibone ukuthi nina abantu abakukhasi lethu le-VOA Ndebele lithini ngodaba olusegudwini lamhlanje. Sibona uLouis Vuthoyi uthi ve usungenela lawe Louis Gumtree, uBheki uyahleka, uSalim uthi ve watching in Witbank ku South Africa, waze wafakela inombolo, siyakudinga Salim. Ukhethiwe Bebe uthi hello, siyakwamukela kuhlelo maphephe. UDouglas Munakira uthi ED ve how kanti amasupporta ka-ED akhona lawo. UPamela Khumalo uthi hello everyone, sakwamukela kuhlelo maKhumalo. UDouglas uphinde wathi the future is great, Zimbabwe shall be saved, ED is the only game plan. USalim uphinde wathi laye uSalim waze wangena njalo wathi ED failed to turn around the problems we have in Zimbabwe. So bafethu bhalani ama-comments lisitshele ukuthi what is your thoughts on the issue at hand. Lamhlanje sixoxa labasakhulayo, one abakhangela ukungena kukhetho, njalo sikhangela uthinta le ndaba voter intimidation. And ku page red review yeshona tinoona kuti vanhu ari kuti chii uko, right, uko tina admire Gopo ari kuti fe live wire, tonto mukume ari kuti fe vapinda muchirongwa tirikugamuchirai mese. Uko tina try more ari kuti tiripo tirikugamuchirai. Muchama Mazanu ari kuti where is your colleague Evans Zininga? Aiwa Evans nasa hapo, nasi ndiri ndega. Vision ari kuti pfe Michael Shiri vaisa number, saka takutsvaga aiva Shiri. Brighton Matangati sesingenile, sakwamukela kuhlelo. UMichael Shiri upinde wathi CCC ngombono wangu mbona ngani uzama kuti chamisa chete chete. But bafethu, we have our third guest, Esther Zimudzi. Esther, Esther my sister, unjani?
Hello, how are you?
Ndiri boss, so ngudi boy.
Ndiri right, mishiri say.
Aiwa, my levels chete sisi. Nasi mchirongwa, chirongwa ndechenyu, vechidiki, tunaunzwa uti, sezo ngwa esarudzo yaku shikai. I know kuti you are running for council, uko kwa Harare. Saka tunaunzwa uti, how is your journey been? First of all, secondly, tutawaranyaye ye intimidation ne voter violence inenge irikuitika ku Zimbabwe. So I want to hear kuti, as someone who's running for council, have you heard or witnessed any of the incidences and what are people saying about that? Is that good?
Okay, imimi. Hello?
Yeah, well, I can hear you.
Hello.
Esther, I can hear you.
Hello.
I can hear you, Sisi.
Okay. Yes, I'm running for Ward 22 in
April. Ngibona ngani sesimlahlulu Esther. Hey, cingo, amanamba eZimbabwe ayahlupha sometimes, kodwa sizaphinda simudinge. So bafethu, lamhlanje kuhlelo we are expecting to have ama guests amaningi. Sikhangela okwamanje silo Farai Mvuthi ecingweni, silo Godfrey Kuraone, Thinawa Kuraone, abo councillor bekumashingo Parunare takatarisa ukutshaga uThinashe Gambarami lo lai uweqembu le MTC Alliance. Khangela njalo ukuba lo khuda kwashe Zulu lo okhangela ukuba ngu MP mele ibandla ele apha ibandla leli elika Nkosana Moyo. Right bafethu, so let's go back to ama panelists ethu akhona la okwamanje. Farai, are you still on the line?
Hello.
Right. Okay, perfect. Right, so Farai, you heard there from the councillor who's there on the ground. He's met Vanu. Kwete, Mike. Vanu, where's Zanu PF Aruk Tishunguruz?
Okay, well, I think that's a fair assessment. As you would find, Kuti, people on the ground, there are reports that there's Zanu PF Aruk Tishunguruz on the ground, even on social media, cyber bullying as well. Mm-hmm. From the MDC side. And as I said before, the issue of violence is not one the MDC can no longer carry on marching forward with the moralistic argument, knowing fully well that there have been multiple instances in which senior members of their own party, the likes of Mukupe, and it dates back to
Mukupe, Terence Mukupe, and Zanu PF.
No, I mean, sorry, I meant to say, what's the lady's name?
Umakupe, okay.
Tokozani Mukupe. Mm-hmm. Sorry for the confusion there. Tokozani Mukupe, the likes of Tokozani Mukupe, Mwanzora himself, almost being burnt in a heart. You know, I don't know, it's such heartless and, vile actions seen from the MDC who have tended to moralize a national cultural issue. Mm-hmm. We must separate. We cannot politicize and look analyze every instance in Zimbabwe as a partisan issue. Mm-hmm. If it's a cultural, endemic, social issue, it is up to political leadership to take up responsibility and to condemn it as it exists and when it occurs. Mm-hmm. My party has done so. Every sphere of leadership has condemned violence as it exists, wherever it rears its head. Okay, and we intend to set that paradigm and to continue so. So if there are instances whereby members of ZANU-PF seem to be agitating violence, mm-hmm. by all means report them to the necessary authority. The Human Rights Commission is set up for these issues. ZTC is available to hear these issues, to make recommendations to the police. And we are fully willing to engage all authorities when it comes to dealing with issues of malcontents within our own party, mm-hmm. as should the MDC do. But there should not be a continuous narrative propelled by the MDC that seeks to moralize and posit them to be the powers when it comes to some sense of lack of violence. Mm-hmm. Yet we all know that not only is there a democratic deficit in their party, but there's also a discipline deficit. Has been demonstrated even to their own leadership.
But unfortunately, there's nothing of that sort which happened. The investigation was sent to the investigation. And some allegations of Kutipanya Rohwa. And the outcome of the investigation is very clear that Apana Munaka Rohwa, but I have a thousand achieved. So it's unfortunate for me to remember the former MDC, Kucharega Valley, Ifara Maikupi. That's really not true. And it's far from the truth, from the truth. So I'd like to think, the truth is the MDC. Our culture is to make sure and maintain that there is peace. I think a culture is one, I think a culture is valid, I think a culture is noise. No, even during the Mugabe era, my
So, Bafetsu, without pointing iminwe towards each other, without pointing fingers towards each other, I mean, I think funuguzwa, and I'll give both of you a minute to respond to that. Ukuthi, as people from both different political aisles, one from ZANU-PF, omunye from MTC, how do we join forces? Ukuze sithi thina njengabasakhulayo, isiwe chiniki, how do we move forward to ensure that nyaye ye political violence inomira? Nokuthi, for example, last week, ndakanzwa vabvondo vachiti kana muchiti nyaya dzeviolence vezanupf nesuwo mdc tinozvigona without having to threaten each other, is there a way that we can move forward sonke njengabantu abasakhulayo?
And I think as a party, even as government, we have set the tone for that. And it was initially done with the signing of the peace agreement of all political parties to come together and campaign in the same spirit of national unity. Mm-hmm. But in order for that to be action, because it's one thing for that to be signed, and then another thing for it to be actioned in terms of the collective social consciousness. Mm-hmm. It has to be not left to ZANU-PF, and this is why I'm saying that discussions like these, where MDC members, who historically have always used the issue of the moral argument of violence within ZANU-PF or between each other, forgetting that from an internal party perspective, they also have these issues. It would be helpful for us to be honest about the issues that we have collectively. And when we are honest collectively, we can then galvanize consensus amongst our followers. You cannot continue to say what's good for the goose is good for the gander when you know within your party and lying blatantly on radio, knowing fully well what the issues are in your party and why a number of members of your party have left. We have to be honest about our circumstances, our internal circumstances, to be introspective firstly as a party and then our true responsibility so that we can lead a nation, this nation, this great nation of ours, to a point in which we accept that there are issues between us, but it's a joint effort.
But Farai, without pointing fingers towards anyone, even within ZANU-PF itself, intimidation and violence has been there. So what exactly?
The crystallizing thing here that I'm trying to point to is that it must be introspection from all sides.
Mm-hmm.
We must accept that there is a culture, there is an issue, there is a culture of that is meant to be dealt with. Now, so one is to introspect and accept. In that acceptance, we then say we speak against it. We categorically speak against it. We campaign for a peaceful election collectively. Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. And the only way it can be done is by galvanizing a consensus within MDC, within ZANU-PF. As the largest parties in the country, when we are seen to be having to be changing our language in the manner in which we campaign, that too will have a trickle down effect to our followers, and that's what we need. It is the language, it is the verbatim, this culture of verbatim when it comes to how we are campaigning and personalizing a political process. Mm-hmm. We have to stop from there. We have to start respecting each other as not just opponents. Okay, it's not just, we should not look at it from an antagonistic perspective, but rather look at it from a nationalistic perspective, that your argument is not more supreme to mine as ZANU-PF.
Mm-hmm.
And the same way you have a right to associate with MDC, I have a right to associate with ZANU-PF. And we should build a culture of tolerance within our set in order for that to spread across the country.
Right. Vakuraone, mune response, eh?
ane utamu mashokwane mutoro mashokwane njere but is not ndezvekuti ukainda right down on the ground ukainda pa ground vanhu vari kupfungwa dzavari kupfungwa muya vari kupfungwa nevamwe vatungamiri vavo those who claim to be leaders in the party ukanzwa mashoko avanotaura vanozokonzera kuti violence itake on the ground ivo vaamuvhuti vataura kudai but ukaida down on the ground, that's where the problem is. So if they are really serious about making peace, if they are really serious about having peaceful elections, let them act as they speak. But the only thing I tell you, the island are on the ground. So the challenge now, what about on the radio, but then about ground, that's not what is there. So the first thing is to educate the accountability. To educate them, we are not in the corner. I wonder why the guy is not campaign in the peace. Guys, let's not touch anyone. Guys, let's not insult anyone. Let's do this in peace. That is the only problem we have. We have some people who want to reform. We have some people who are not going to be able to do the violence. So that is the thing that I want to pay the fee of a child. But the challenge is, I don't do that to a parental, I don't want to have a PC in the rally. But because I want to go on the ground, they do it completely different thing. That's the challenge we have.
Ngikuzwile Godfrey. Alright, nanje kumbe ubathe parinare. Let us go to abanye abahlonitshwa bethu abasana ungena kuhlelo. Godfrey, nanje kumbe ubathe parinare, and then Farai will also come back to you in 1 second. Sikwamukele abasana ungena kuhlelo. Ngizwe ukuthi kuhlelo silo khulwa kwashe Zulu kanye lo Thinashe Kambarami. Ngizaqala ngikhuluma lo khulwa kwashe unjani putwam?
Ngiyaphila ba.
Kunjani phela ematop?
Hayi matoko kuhle nkosi.
So kuda kwashe wena, I know ukuthi you are running for MP under ibandla ele apa I Alliance for People's Agenda eka babu u senkolibizo. U babu moyo, yes. So mnumzana ngizaqala ngokubuza ukuthi awusitshele ngamafushane ngawe njalo ukuthi wena why exactly are you looking to run for MP njengomuntu ongisakhulana?
Mina igama lami ngikuda kwaSezulu ngumfana okhulele engakhiso funde wayithotha primary secondary ngile minyaka engu-32 njalo senginanzelele ukuthi thina njengabantu abatsha sesithuthisa kakhulu njalo imisebenzi kasiyitholi njalo futhi siyancindezelwa ngabadala so ngase ngithatha ixesha lokuthi kathi lami sengifuna abantu abatsha babone ukuthi sekuyisikhathi sethu ukuthi sibakhokhelele abadala ngoba kuyibo abasifundisileyo sesifundile sezaselayo yikho sengisithi no singaxhasisana thina njengabantu abatsha laba abadala basixhase ngakwazi isithuko sizayiletha esigabeni semadoko.
Kule yinye indaba baba ekhona ekhanya ngani ihlupha abantu emphakathini indaba le e-violence. Wena njengomuntu ongisakhulayo, what exactly are you telling abontanga ukuthi hey bafethu let's find a way ukuthi sisebenze ndawonye to ensure ukuthi akula violence ikakhulukazi njengoba isikhathi sokhetho sesisondela duzane.
Indaba ye-violence yena izima kakhulu nxa utshela abantu abatsha ngoba abantu abatsha iningi labo kathi sebejayele ukuthi badingele utshwala ngabantu bezame i-PF badingele lezinyama bezisiza so nxa usizama ukuthi ubatshengise ukuthi hayi bafowethu kasisebenzeni ngalolu hlobo bakuthi ithoni yahlanya wena yibo futhi abathunywayo ukuthi hamba beyidabula amaphosta omunye futhi umuntu omutsha so vele indaba le iyahlupha le ayilingiseki.
Alright, ngicela ubambe kancane ecingweni and then I'll come back to you 1 second. Ngibuyele kuFarai. Farai, uyamuzwa lapha omunye umuntu, he's not even part of the alliance. Yena, he's under apa inhlanganiso le eka Nkosana Moyo. Yena, he's also saying ukuthi nina abezani niyahlupha man. You're buying izinto izidakamizwa for young people and you're just ngathi liyabakhuthaza ngoku bakhuludzira ukuthi bayite ngiyayemajini.
Now listen, you know the good thing about this current election. So the gentleman who spoke before the upper member alluded to the fact that you know ZANU-PF irikurudzira vanhu kuma inenge chitaura zvinhu zviri positive kuma rally kuma platforms. These are the platforms where we get to engage with our people. Okay, so if we're not kana tisirikurudzira violence at platforms where we engage in our people, surely it's not a common sentiment. And if there are instances of violence, and it, that are being led, by ZANU-PF. As I've said before, this is a part of our policy. It's not a part of our agenda. It is not within our interest to have violence. We are the same party, the ruling party, that invited over 40 different sources of electoral monitors. It is not in our interest to have them witness us acting in a malcontent way. However, you will have one or two. You will have three or four groups here and there. And that's why we're encouraging, and the Youth League has said this emphatically, that anyone that is known, report. In fact, I in the beginning of the program, I mentioned that we as a Youth League took it upon ourselves to report a few gentlemen that had been seen on Facebook firing a gun. Mm-hmm. That charge was led by ZANU-PF Youth. We are the ones that led them to the police and did the investigations within ourselves. So clearly there's a common sentiment within our party to move away from violence. Mm-hmm. But what we've also seen in the past, which is something also critical, because most of the people here that are saying, they are not giving us any substantiated facts. Whereas if it's substantiated, they should be able to prove it. You should allege and prove it, and we would act. And we would support the police to ensure that there is action taken. But what we've also seen in the past is that a lot of people that belong to other parties will go to ZANU-PF rallies and get these free T-shirts and act in a disorderly conduct in order to spoil ZANU-PF's name. Now, we cannot naturally control that. But as I said, Hakuna policy. There is no common sentiment in ZANU-PF where we are encouraging people to be violent because, as I said before, unlike every other political party, we have more to lose.
Okay, let me give you one last opportunity to ukhulumele umuntu, and then I might have to let you go ngenxa yokuthi kulabanye ama guests who are waiting on the line. So umZulu kuda kwashe sekhuluma lapha, he was talking about job creation. Kanye ngani eZimbabwe akula msebenzi. Can you speak on behalf of ibandla leZANU-PF ukuchasela, especially to abantu abafana nalo kuda kwashe, ukuthi what exactly is the ZANU-PF game plan ukuthi lithuthukise impilo zabantu abasakhulayo?
Okay, so I can speak in my minuscule capacity as a youth
sure,
here
sure.
in the UK and Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but after reading our manifesto, part of the critical thing that we want to focus on, which I had alluded to in the beginning, is re-engaging capital markets.
Mm-hmm.
Because one thing that we have is we have a lot of challenge within our country, but we don't have productivity.
Mm-hmm.
As a consequence of two things, we cannot access simple things such as balance support payments, which enables us to fund infrastructural developments, which simultaneously will create jobs. But secondly, we cannot access capital markets in order to fund private investment projects. So public and private investment projects, we cannot access that because we have been denied access to capital markets. So re-engagement creates an opportunity to do so. And we've seen the impact of that re-engagement so far. We've had, you know, a few private companies open up in Zimbabwe and with a lot of promises in principle, but premised on how we engage our election. This is why yet again I say that it's not up to ZANU-PF it's not in our interest to have any situations that lead to violence in our election. But also, what does this mean? So by focusing on re-engagement and focusing on manufacturing productivity, we create growth. By generating growth, we simultaneously intend to create employment.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to have a multifaceted approach rather than focusing, or, as has been the past, where we have been a source of resource extraction. We want to add value to our extractions, which create sub-industries.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to have a lot of engagement even within the youth.
Mm-hmm.
But also a final point on that issue of development. One of the critical things that have led to a slowdown in terms of output within our productivity, the government is the biggest employer.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem with that is that our bureaucratic infrastructure has not been as productive. Because we have not been able to train upskill our people so that we can also be functioning at global standards. This is clearly due to not being able to access finance and to pay people very well.
Mm-hmm.
So the reformation of our bureaucratic systems would also be a key aspect of employment. And youth here, a lot of our university graduates would be greatly equipped in this particular instance. And that's why you find part of the first actions taken by the government was to have people like the Rwanda CEO of their civil service commission come over to begin to help us strategize on how this reform of our bureaucratic infrastructure and institutions can become. So we have a very strong economic plan that is practical, that sees it from where we are today.
Unfortunately, I have to take Amanya Makesa. I'd love to keep you for the whole program, but thank you so
Not
much for joining
thank
us.
Thank you for
today.
Having me, and good luck to my fellow Zimbabweans who are currently campaigning from ACWA as well as the NDC. I hope that post this election, we can help each other build this great country of ours and begin to build a society of tolerance.
Salute. Thank you so much, brother.
Thank you,
bye. So lapha ngizwe what in God doing ngiyokhuluma lo kancane angikakhulumi lo Thinashe ngizwa njalo ukuthi silaye umunye uguest wethu uThinashe Gambarami yena okhangela ukuba li-councillor under ibandla ele MTC Alliance khona ngale ngobulawayo. Thinashe, unjani bud?
Ngiyaphila, unjani sasa?
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us kuhlelo lamhlanje.
Yebo, ngiyabonga kakhulu. Ngithanda ukuqala ngibingelela abalaleli and thank you for the opportunity lami ukuthi ngikhulume nabalaleli esibonisana sesiyafika esikhathi sama-elections.
Of course.
Well, mina I'm standing for e-council kuwa 3 under the MTC Alliance ekhokhelwa ngubaba uNelson Chamisa.
So,
yes.
Hayi, qhubeka.
Yebo. Okay, well, maybe a quick one. The main thing is qalisa nje ukuthi what drove me to stand and take this opportunity ukuthi ngibe a candidate. We felt ukuthi elders needed to pass on the legacy to the new generation. We have had all these years supporting them, and we noticed, we identified ukuthi sasileka kakhulu kuma representatives ethu njengama youth, njengabontanga, in the challenges that we're facing also as the young people. So that is one of the things that drove us to, if you realize ukuthi candidates, our alliance, MTC Alliance amaningi, they are the young generation. So we felt it was our responsibility. It was our time also ukuthi singani si participate and then represent the young people. Then kundaba yama violence, we have a lot of challenges. Sike saba nama meetings amaningi lezi sibabonisa nje ama challenges esilawo qalisa ku voters roll and the way we are actually pasting our posters, we are keeper and all that. We've been trying to engage Zek Wuti. These are the things that are causing violence. And they don't seem to be concentrating on those things. Angazi Wuti, Zek is supposed to be an independent board. But the way it's actually operating, it's not capable of running a free and fair election in Zimbabwe. Those are the challenges that we're facing. And we've been trying to have a lot of meetings. I don't know what the way actually Nigeria is, where we are right now as a nation. This was the time to build our nation, a free and fair election, who actually lure investors to come into our nation. Right now, as things stand, no one is going to trust ZANU-PF. Even if they try to rig elections, whatever they will do, no one is going to trust ZANU-PF. Ngoba there is no one who will feel safe ukubuya le mali yakhe as an investor in Zimbabwe in the way they are running their elections. Hello?
What in ngubaba umlomo ngifuna ukubuza angithi you're speaking about indaba le air trust. Of course, in this context you're talking about investor trust. Kodwa silokhu sikudaba lunye sikhuluma about abantu abasakhulayo. Mina, on my own, I've met abantu abasakhulayo abayasho ukuthi ubaba Nelson Chamisa angimthembi. So does that not play hand in hand with what you're saying about ubaba uMongameli uEmmerson Mnangagwa?
Well, it's very clear. Ubaba uNelson Chamisa, during the time an inclusive government. I think he produced results that any other person, including ZANU-PF, they are benefiting. I'm a phone list phone like you now. I go in line or the thing. He would buy himself online $200. He's got results to show that are evident. And not I'm a promise this was why now Zimbabwe is open for business. Zimbabwe is open for business. There is no business. There is no any employment. There is nothing that they have done. It's, they are just saying there is nothing on the ground. See, now we have genuine policies. Our president, he's got a very good track record. He has never been involved in any stealing or anything. We are actually in an election with people who have been stealing for 38 years. Right now, they are coming to us. They tell them about what they want to do. They tell them about for the past 38 years. Vachoncha madini, wasala madini, vayakani, vati design. Those are the things that we are actually talking about. This is a new a president. He's been in his constituency. He has done very well. And he's got a very good track record. There is no way you can compare Nelson Chamisa and Mnangagwa. We are very clear, and our policies, the smart document letter, the clear in our policies in how is in how we are going to be implementing our policies letter. Even our policies are investor friendly. You understand? We don't have that indigenization where you actually tell someone who have 1 million yake, umtend which one is 30 million thing yako. So what we're saying is, see, now we have a genuine government in waiting with very clear policies. There is no grey area. Everyone is actually, our investors, the moment we get into office, this country will change over within a short space of time. They are actually waiting. There are a lot of people who are willing to do business with Zimbabwe. But because Ulama Seda, who are waiting to steal, so these people are actually not willing to come and throw their money to go through the train. So what we're saying is that Tina president is a very clean president. These are already in office that are promising and this is saying Zimbabwe is open for government. We have created 60,000 jobs. Not even one job. Actually, a lot of people have been retrenched. Companies are closing as we speak. Things are bad. Not always Zimbabwe. We are busy every day. Everyone knows that. So Avantuwe Zimbabwe, they know the truth. Even Avase Makaya, they are very clear. Including ZANU-PF people, they are actually tired of ZANU-PF. You understand? This is your time. This is okay. They know.
Kodwa abanye arguing besithi i-argument le ukuthi iZANU-PF isibulele umnotho welizwe. Abanye arguing basithi that ZANU-PF you are talking about is gone. Sekule new dispensation elo mongameli u-Emmerson Mnangagwa.
No, that one is just basically the same WhatsApp group. But in the profile picture of it. Into one there. You just change the profile picture, it's the same group. These people, they've been doing these things together for the past 38 years. They are trying to clean their... There is no way. We try to give them a chance. Which maybe the first 100 days they were supposed to show. But I tell you, that we're externalizing foreign currency. How many people have been caught? Tell me. Instead, actually, they distribute lying to us with the bond is equivalent to the U.S. when they know very well who they transfer his money from his money on a percentage. So these people, they are not genuine people. We all know that. The funny thing is that $1 is equivalent to bond. They are not. Zimbabwe every day, everyone knows that. And they've been telling us, in the past 2 weeks, they're trying to pretend as if they are doing anything. They are not doing anything. They have been giving notices, basically, about our externalized foreign currency. we are going to expose them. What has happened? Nothing. Currently, since my elections, in Malawi, the situation is even getting worse day by day. Mm. Right now, there is no money. In Malawi, it's just plastic money. We have to transfer to our phone in our account. There is no money in the market. So this is this a business that you were saying that Zimbabwe is open for business?
Right.
The economy of Zimbabwe is dead right now. There is no economy.
Let me go back to Councillor Lowethu lo wasemashingo uGodfrey so that we let go of him ukuthi sidinga abanye abantu ukuthi bathole ithuba lokungena kuhlelo. Mkoma kurawone mchiribo. Mkoma mchiribo yeriparunari. Good. Right. Manzwanyaya apa tambo pinda o tambo gamichirwa o nava kambarami. Na o wapinda mchirongo o he's also part of Baturengire MTC Alliance. Manzwa o wamuvuto achitawara nezwe nyaye job creation and nyaye zaka siyana. Sezo imimi you are already councillor uko kumashingo and you are looking to be re-elected. I wanted to give you this opportunity mudzo vatereri uyezve vanhu vanobvawo kumashingo kuti what exactly are you looking to do to uplift their lives, especially vanhu vechidiki, uyezve what have you accomplished thus far and what are you looking to do mukadzokawo and you win musarudzo dziri kuuya idzi.
Okay, nditenderenika kuti ndisati ndaida pakuendesa vatereri kana vagare vemashingo zvandora kuita ndaida kupindura chinhu zvinhu zviviri zvoga zvaanda taurika pano. Chekutanga, ndaida kutaura nyaya yeimplement yavanotaura vapf ichida kuvhoterwa 2013 they promised the people 2.2 million jobs and out of those 2.2 million jobs we didn't see any job which they created. So secondly, vapf yamunangagwa iyoyi yaida kuti dispensation vachiadresa vanhu muna November last year. He made a lot of promises. And now he's coming back again with a lot of promises before fulfilling the promises he had in November. So the message young to them, they could, no, stop giving us promises before you fulfill the little promises that were carried out in November. What happened was the arrest, the and up to now, the situation is worsening. So now he's coming back again to give us promises. Because they failed to address the problem. So this is the kind of leadership that you have in Zimbabwe. Can you vote for such people? Then you see that you are. Right. As you move forward to this election, this is the right time to make the right choice. You have a choice to make. You get the savings that you want. So we can now agree. If you look at the machine, could be. But this election, if they vote the MTC Alliance candidates, what kind of messages are not going to see? Are not going to see a bright agenda? Are not going to see a future for Marara? Are not going to see a future for the community? As you know, the government is not a national problem. But the government is not a problem. They created an animal from the Nara. But since they created the Nara, now the money is going to the Nara. And the Nara is supposed to give back that money to the candles. But unfortunately, because of privilege, they are not doing that. The government could have some grants for candles, the health grants, and the grants, so that the candles can sustain themselves. But as of now, the government of today is doing extremely nothing. But as of now, they're doing extremely nothing. So this is the promise that I'm giving for a machine. If you vote MDC Alliance, you get those things back.
All right, Mkoma, regai tiende ukuno umuwe guest wedu hafa upinda wa mchirongwa. Tumpao 2 minutes zake kutataure kuti iye ndiani uweze what is she looking to do agapinda wa mu government. Ndanzo wa kuti tatina Esther, mzare Esther Zimudzi. I see we lost on the line. Anzi adzoka mchirongwa. Esther, are you back?
Yes, I'm back. Thank you so much.
Great. Okay, so we have a couple of minutes left in the program, so let's just shoot straight to it. Tell us, who is Esther Zimudzi and who are you running under? And what are you looking to do to uplift, I guess, the lives of your constituents?
Okay, Esther Zimudzi is a young person who is a resident in Hatfield. which encompasses of Masisa Park, Hatfield and Masisa Park, and Chatcom. And I'm running as an independent candidate under POVO. People should vote back MDC in council, especially in our council, and even more of the councils. Because in the Zimbabwean society that we have, it's always going to be that same. There is always two political parties, and now it's 23 presidential candidates. They can actually be even more. My representatives coming from different sides. So, with all those dynamics at play and politics at play, I actually think that it is very much prudent. Because my independent candidates, they're not obliged to be answering to any political party, but they are answerable to my residents. So, for me, maybe I think we're sticking to my independence for now. Because independent candidates, they're flexible enough because they can play a quest of my side quest and get things done for our communities. Okay. Mimi, for the food community, I really have got a manifesto, 16-point plan manifesto, and my aim is to revive the hope and confidence here at Garimu Airfield. And this I'm going to be doing panishum shakasiana siana kuma youth it sang it to Sanda organization Agasiana Siana kuti the lives of young people ungo no kwansa kusimu zirika, and that also we have development kuma youth. And punishing Jaconda now, Yema Roads, the Sanga Tigas, the Sama Roads, and answers coalition in my independent countries on the Povo. Sakashi Pata Gate 20 by 2021, my roads the same Marara Nanga, the Sanga, the Safisco. Sakashi Pakawanda, Shatubaku Gazi, the disability friendly community, we are also aiming on creating that as well. Sawana Kutma Roads, the Dema facilities able, she says she may get free disability friendly, aligned. Now we are also going to be introducing innovative and more efficient and effective ways of managing our refuse and waste. If we are elected this election.
Right. I see, Uguti, we only have 3 minutes left. So I guess my last question for you, so that we get the listeners as much possibilities for them to access you, would be, how do they get a hold of Esther Zimudzi? 1, 2, how do they get a hold of your manifesto so that they know exactly more and attain more information about the 16 points you've been talking about?
Okay, they can get hold of me. I'm on social media. I'm on Facebook as Esther Zimudzi. It's a Facebook page, Esther Zimudzi. My email address is zimudziwongai@yahoo.com. I'm also on LinkedIn as Esther Wongai Zimudzi. And my phone number, my personal WhatsApp number is 0738-9985-93.
All right. Thank you so much, my sister. I know you would have loved more time. Unfortunately, time isn't really on our side. Right. It's voting. Go to Ngkotle Kancane lo khula kwashe Zulu. And then bafethu, just to make one thing clear, uhlelo lolo, I know ukuthi it's not enough. Ngeke siqede konke. So ngiza kwenza every Sunday silohlelo lwethu labasakhulayo. So this conversation will continue on Sunday. Bafethu ngenani kumsakazo wethu we Studio 7. Hayi, ngibona ngani isikhathi yiso sesiphelile. So I'll give umnumzana ukhula kwashe Zulu the mic one more time ukuthi asitshele ukuthi yena njengomuntu ongisakhulayo uthemisa uZulu ini. Khuda kwashe, angithi usase khona but. Right, khuda kwashe, I'll give you 20 seconds literally to talk about I campaign yakho, utshela abaZulu, utshela uZulu ukuthi what exactly are you promising them, and then what we'll do is sizaqhubekela ngengxoxo lena kuhlelo lwethu lwabasakhulayo which airs every Sunday kumsakazo wethu we Studio 7.
Mina njengomuntu osakhulayo, abantu bemadoko into engibathembisa yona ukuthi sisebenze ndawonye, sibambene, sixhasane ukuze sikwanise ukufaka amagesi, sifaka amanzi, ikakhulu esibhedlela semaphisa kukhathesi akula manzi. Isayizi yami babelethela phandle, abala mathoyilethi kumele siwulungise khonoko. Isikhangele ezikolo i-curriculum le akula magesi abeliya bapho ngifaka amapholo kwatshiya kunjalo. So yizihlelo kumele sizilungise lezo. Njalo engifuthi ngibakhuthaze khona abantu abasha ukuthi bathivoteleni ubaba uNkosana Moyo ngoba nguye okufundele ezobungcithi ngezindaba zomnotho. So we one in Bola Uti.
Kuda is catchy, put is catchy too. So Bafetu, just like I promised, it's a Kobegela family on Sunday. Bafetu, the time is out. I would like to take this opportunity to thank all our listeners, all our guests that joined us. Bafetu, let's meet next time, same place. Have a good night, Zimbabwe Moves.